cannot find the outside figure, so he asked me to prepare the sermon for today and have to think for 2 months. So let me show you two photos of the Taiwan landscape first. Please take the guess. And I believe the people harder to see because you can see this is located in the mountain and the scenery is very beautiful. And also take a look at the second photo. And it's very beautiful. And this is located in the Tai Dong and the mountain of the Tai Wu. Did you know where is it in Taiwan? And of course, I believe nobody never been there. So I'm going to give the answer. Just look at this picture. Actually, this is a prison. And because right now we are the quarantine stay in the house, so I'm thinking about the prison. If you look at this picture, you can see all the food has to be provided through the small window. And let's look at the last picture. And in this the tiny cell, there's the four prisoners living in here. So this four person, when they sleep, they are sleeping in line. And the morning when they wake up, they have to put up all the pillow and the linen on the top of the chair. And why do I think that about the prison? Because I participated in a prison mission for 3 consecutive years. And it surprised me because the scenery is very beautiful, except for they have the iron, the door. And you can see the people there paid a good attention to take care of the place because they have the flower garden and they have the farm, they have everything. And because the minister to talk to the warden said, can you give me a key because I'm planning to go in tomorrow. So let's take a look at the next two photos, and you can see there's the guard carrying the handcuff there. And you can see this the handcuff is not just the usual you carry. On the policeman, this handcuff is very heavy. And there's a lot of prisons that say if they go out, they never want to come back because they have no freedom here. So let's pray first before our sermon. Dear Father, we want to thank you. It doesn't matter what the situation, and everything is under your control. And we know because the chance of the pandemic, you speak through it. And God, we know things the human, the committed thing, so we have to concern all the natural source of environment. And because of our the nature of the grieving, so we have to concern all the natural source. But God, through this opportunity of the pandemic, you give us the chance we can remold your work. So we can know how to respect you. So how we can test our vision. So after the pandemic, we can start all over. So we do not forget that all the things come from you. So we should not waste anything. In this special circumstances, there are some family have a difficult time. We ask God to let us know so we can help them. And during this pandemic, the one person, the Lord who need to go out to work, please bless them, protect them. And protect our pastor, the travel. And we want the thank you so we can share in your work. So we can rethink how we can thank you. All the praises in Jesus' name. Amen. In English, when we say the free, and in the Chinese, the zuyou we say is free. And the free, sometimes in the English, that means the free of the charge, there's no price. But if you really think hard, you know, when the humans were born, really we have no freedom at all. And it just depends on the freedom is meant to your standard or not. I'm from Taiwan, and I believe there's a lot of places with more freedom than the United States. And we say the U.S. is free, and it has the freedom, but actually there's a lot of the regulation in the United States here. And if you want to drive the car, and actually there's no freedom because you have to follow the regulation. But the world, we like to talk about the freedom. And I have been researched. I find out there's many universities use the truth will set you free as their school motto. And there's about 20 more the university. They use this as their school motto, such as the Harvard, Yale, etc. And even in China, some the former China University, they also use this as the model, but right now they decrease to change it. And even the U.S., the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, also use this model. So we know the truth and the freedom is we are aimed for. Graduation ceremony in Harvard, and they tell them the truth is you want to know who tell the lie. So they tell them the reason you go to the college is when you graduate you can know what is true, what is false, and that's the most important thing. And because the pandemic and we have been quarantined, so we have been locked in the house. In this situation, that's where we know the value of the freedom. And I have one friend, he has been quarantined for 40 days, and he said it's not fun. And Pastor Stephen Tom has said that the freedom is to give here the freedom with the freedom. Oh, actually, he said the suicide is you kill yourself with the freedom. One American that allow you can carry the gun weapon because when you face the prison you can use them to against it. So everyone has your own standard. So what is the freedom of the world? So that means as long as I want to do it, what does it matter to others? And not mention to the freedom because before the freedom they have the truth. So what is the truth of the world? They just like the blind man touch elephant. And there are four blind men, they are very smart, and there's the elephant has five. So they decide they want to touch the elephant to see how they feel like. So the first one touched the trunk, and they feel like it's like the pipe. And the second one touched the leg. Oh, the leg is like a colon, and then they touch the body of the elephant like they touch the wall, and they touch the tail, and they touch the tail of the elephant like they touch the rope. So when this person, they talk about what they feel when they touch the elephant, and the other people, they overhear that, and they are laughing at that. So this year, because of the pandemic, there's two things. First one, because of the pandemic, we lose the freedom. And the other one, because the U.S., the presidential election, so we lose the truth. So everybody tried to take out the evidence and then to proclaim what they say are the truth. And I believe everybody is just stand on your own way. But actually, we don't know anything. Just like the Apostle Paul said in the 1 Corinthians, the chapter 13, verse 12. Now we see, but a poor refreshing us in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And so often what we think of as the truth is actually only a fragment of the truth. So right now, from whatever you heard and whatever you see, a lot of time you have to stop it. And sometimes it's embarrassing to know the bottom line truth. I want to give you one story. It's from India. They talk about when the woman is going to marry to his husband, and her mother gives her the jewelry box. So this jewelry box is the mean size. It's not too thick, but there's a lock to lock it. So the wife keeps this jewelry box in the bedroom, and they have been married for the 6 years, so they have a good marriage. And the husband is the famous people in their community. So when they're the 60th anniversary, the husband is curiously. So he asked the wife, I'm just curious what's inside the jewelry box. So the wife said, well, I think it's the time I should reveal it to you. So actually inside the jewelry box, there's the two favorites. And then the inside, there's the $25,000 in it. So the husband asked, why there's the two tablecloths there? That's my mom tell me every time when you get angry, I just need to knit the tablecloth, and when I knit the two tablecloths, I can sew it together, becomes one big tablecloth. So the wife said, well, this tablecloth is so small and only two tablecloths, so that means I'm the good husband because I don't get angry that often, so you only have the two tablecloths. So the husband asked the wife, so what's the purpose for the $25,000 there? And the wife said, do you really want to know? And the husband said, yes, I really want to know. But actually, I want to tell the truth. What is the $25,000? That's what I saw all the tablecloths I made. So you really want to know the truth, because sometimes it's embarrassing to really know the truth. Especially right now, the advantage of the social media, the free speech has become to the weapon. So let's go back to our scripture today. It's out of John chapter 8. Actually, I only picked up the middle section. And especially, this scripture is during the tabernacle when he tried to go to the Jerusalem. And you know, at that time, whatever the Jesus does, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees follow him all the time. And of course, they follow the Jesus not to want to learn from them. They just try to set up the trap on the Jesus. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So the next slide you can see that Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world, the sheep gate, the good shepherd, the resurrection and life, the way, truth, and life, and the true vine. And what you want, all is free in this. So if we look at in the beginning of the chapter 8, the first thing you can see, the case of the woman who had committed adultery. So I will explain later how they set a trap through the case of this woman. And actually, this passage is talking about I'm the light of the world. So if you follow me, you are never to live in the darkness. And from verse 21 to 30, they tell me you will be dying soon. And those who do not believe in the war must die in sin. And the following, they talk about the truth will set you free. So the bottom line, you have to return back to the truth. So they condemn the descendants of Abraham have the devil as their father because they do not listen to the law. And because that's their own desire, they want to kill the Jesus, just they cannot find the truth. And the last part of the chapter 8, they talk about the Christ is the greater than Abraham. Because the chapter and verse 58, your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad. So that's the reason that he irritated the Pharisees, so they planned to kill him. But the Jews, they do not understand the truth. So they answer, we are the Abraham descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? For the Jews, they believe they have the freedom because they believe the law is their freedom. And the law gives us the Ten Commandments. The law is just too good for us. But for the Jews, the law becomes to the punishment, becomes to the bondage to them. And for the Jew, the freedom means the liberation from their Roman oppressors. Because they believe the Old Testament, so in fact many people believe the Messiah will be the conqueror of the God. Because what they want is the physical freedom. And they are ready to look at this law just like the physical freedom, because the law is equal to sin and a punishment, just like a religion. And I like to read a historical story. In the old time, the beheaded is not the vengeance, the punishment. And the most punishment is when the bishop is tell you, your sin is never be forgiven. And because the bishop, they request the position of the God, so they decide what to punish the people will get. So if you go back to look at the history, you can see all the history is not better than right now. Right now, we seems like we are not worse than history because we have a social media. We know all the news. And before, usually you do your own business, but right now, sometimes we want to do for others. And of course, to the Jew, the freedom means the liberation from the narrow Roman oppressor. But actually, they do not understand the real freedom. That means the spiritual freedom. It's not a physical freedom. So actually, just like the prison I just mentioned before that, you have been locked out inside the jail, outside jail. There's no any difference. And then some prisoners say only they are locked in the chair so they can have the peaceful sleep. And some people say, if I'm in the outside of the chair, but nobody loves me, well, I would rather to lock him in the jail. And we didn't know the one put in the jail there because they were caught. But there's some people they never caught. They are outside of the jail. So the freedom that Jesus tells us is really freedom inside. So when a prison, they know they are going to be free from the prison. And the 6 months ago, they will be very happy. But for the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, they just keep accusing the people, you are sin, you are the sinner, you are the sinner. They always judge people. In their eyes, beside themselves, everybody's a sinner. Especially when it comes to the prophecies about the Messiah. The spirit of the Solomon Moore is on me because the Moore has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the freedom for the captives and the relief from the darkness for the prisoners. Because they only hear the part, they proclaim freedom for the captives and relief from the darkness for the prison. The Pharisees thought they are the free men, but they never think about they have been to the slave in Egypt. And so the Pharisee answered, we are the Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we should be set free? The following three verses they can answer their question here. The Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in a family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So from the Bible, you never find out. They tell what is the good regulation or what should is great, what should be small. So it depends on the person face the system, how the person interpret the system and apply the system. And because we have the nature to commit a sin. So when Jesus comes, they try to free our the desire to sin. So to set us free. So a lot of time we say it's a difficulty to do good things, but the bad things do not need to be taught. So they don't know how to really learn to have the spiritual freedom of what they do just to cause the physical the restriction on the people. So what is the truly freedom? That means you need to know the Jesus Christ. And it's not you try to find what you want from the freedom. Especially right now, we have a lot of restrictions. And that's the look back since the 9/11. What the most of people are afraid of? And one time, the brother Larry told me, he could not greet me from the airplane because he will have the hijack. And then we are afraid about the bomb. And you cannot say bomb in any place. And right now, you know, the virus around us. So even the pastor Fon and me, only two persons stay in the church, we still need to wear our mask. And sometimes when we have a conversation, we will just unconscious to get closer, but after that, we sense it, we will just back up. So you don't feel the strange because you will be used to it. So we know the freedom of what does Jesus say to us is not the freedom we think about it. So the true freedom is we can really freedom to face all the circumstances and also we can face to our God. So let's go back to the first case of the woman who was committed adultery and brought in by the teacher of the law and the Pharisees. We are all familiar with this story. And they bring this woman to be judged by Jesus. So they already, but Jesus already know what their attention will be. Whatever he answered, they always have the way to say it. So if you have to remember at that time that Jesus stayed in the synagogue, and there's a lot of people sit around Jesus to listen his word. So you can foresee the teacher and the Pharisee, they have to plot these things for a long time. So they use the Jesus have been surrounded by so many people, so they want to try to trick the Jesus. So they know it doesn't matter when the Jesus answers if the woman is guilty or not guilty. They always have the way to say it. And they Because they know that Jesus is the love, the love is the teacher, so there's a lot of people follow him. And because there's so many people around the Jesus, so they took her say she outfronted so many people, they want to embarrass the Jesus. And of course, Jesus tell me, who think about you have no sin, you should throw the first stone. And of course, it's really embarrassing. No one can answer Jesus. And at a time, the gospel is only the woman who commits the adultery, but the rest of them are men. And of course, those men, they all think about they are holy. And when Jesus said, any one of you is without a sin, they came the first one to throw the stone at her. But again, nobody throws the first stone. And because who is the first one throw the stone, he's alive. So that Jesus speak to the woman two things. The woman say, neither do I condemn you. So that means I'm going to free from your the contamination. And the second thing that Jesus said to the woman, go now and live your life of sin. So that means you are free from the bondage of the sin. And of course, the teachers and the Pharisees, they are not successful on their plan. And because the woman was announced not guilty in front of the public. So this is really free from their spiritual there. When I was a child, I was not a good student. So at a time, I was bullied by the teacher. So far, I still remember those teachers who bullied me. But actually, I still remember the teacher who bullied me. Actually, this is the bondage to me. And only when I know the Jesus Christ, I know how to forgive. So today when we talk about the true way set you free, the only set you free is go through the Jesus Christ. So we are not supposed to be confused by the secret word. They talk about the freedom, they talk about the truth of the world. If we look at the John chapter 14, verses 6, the Jesus answer, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So this is the true meaning. Only the Son of the Father, the Jesus Christ, will set you free, and the truth will set you free. So So as long as you have the Jesus Christ, you have the true freedom and you have the truth. When the people you know the truth, you have a freedom, doesn't mean you really know the truth. So their truth is not the really truth, just the fragment of the true truth. And of course, when a historian, they record the history, they continue to revise it and try to find out what's the truth. So we need to turn back to our Jesus Christ. The truth is not only the knowledge of the Christ Jesus, but the Jesus himself. We need to connect with him. And you have the freedom only through the Jesus Christ. And recently we can see our church had to remind the brother sister to be aware of the heresy. And the environment I grew up, there's a lot of heresy around me. But there's only one principle: do not stray away from the Jesus Christ. And of course, the heresy, the first, the first part is the same as out of Genesis, but afterward they just go astray their own way. And when they talk about the Jesus Christ, they just interpret it by their own way and just focus on their own. So they will tell you how good their pastor, how good their the religion system. So how did you know they are not the Pharisees? That depends on how their attitude, how their knowledge about Jesus Christ. And how did you differentiate the heresy? Usually, they do not really know what's Jesus Christ. So how do we do? We need to know more about Jesus. And we need to learn more about the words of Jesus. I'm grateful for many brothers and sisters. They have been dedicated their time to learn the God's Word recently. And there's a lot of people, they try to learn the life of the Christ. So we will now, they have been dedicated their time, the stature, so they will know the life of the Christ is better. So right now we still, in the beginning we start having so many people, but right now we still have the L9 people to continue to study the life of the Christ. And in the beginning, maybe it feels boring, but after you study deeper, you will find out It's really interesting. So if you study further, it seems like you're walking with Jesus, you go back to the time and of the Jesus. And in this way, you won't pay attention to the social media, whatever they say, and it confuses you. Because the Jesus tells us we have to pray for the authority. Well, because their decision is not benefit to everybody, even could be in danger to their own family. And also, we hope the quickly can end of the pandemic because we are looking for the vaccine. And when I'm with the Pastor Fun staying in the church, and we find out the Pastor Fun spent a lot of time to think about his missionary on the joy station. And then we're also looking for, after the pandemic, everybody we can come back to the church worship. And we know there's nothing is better than we can worship physically in a church. And if we continue to do the worship virtually, and maybe one day we just speak to the robot. So we need to spend our time in reading more of the Word of Jesus. So it doesn't matter what, we need to set up a good example for the next generation. So that the only answer is if we want a Jesus, only Jesus only. So let's pray. Our dear Father, we want to thank you. We know we are not worthy, we are the sinners. And we're still a sinner. And we have nothing to be bought. We only can obey your word to live our life. And only knows you, we know that all the world is created by you. And all our duty is to glorify you. And obey your word. So we can have the freedom, we can set us free. But it doesn't matter how the environment, how the circumstance change. Even if going to have the tragedy happen. And we still want to obey your word. So we can live our life peacefully and joyfully. And all the praise